Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's Midday Interview. I have a wonderful guest to share with you today. Her name is Lexi DiBenedetto. She is a young actress. I wish this were television. I almost never wish that, but she's lovely, and I wish you could see her. We'll put her photograph up on the website. She first came to my attention when her publicist contacted me about a film that she had been in called Love Is All You Need. We'll talk about that film and about her journey as a young actress. Lexi, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Good. Well, you live in LA now, but you're here visiting where you were born and where you grew up, right?
Yes, Carolina Beach, North Carolina. And I'm just visiting all my friends and my family and my best friend, Bobby. She's here with me today. So it's just been really nice to see everybody and kind of take a break and relax.
Good.
And we had a hurricane, which is great. It wouldn't be a visit if we didn't have a hurricane.
It's summertime in the Carolinas. Yeah, I'm glad it was a mild one, though.
Yeah, it was nice to actually. It was funny because I opened up the door and I was like, why is it raining? It doesn't rain in California. It's a desert. We're in a drought. So it was interesting.
You really knew you were here.
Yes.
Why is it so muggy? Why is it so humid?
I know. I was like, what are these bugs? We don't have mosquitoes. We really don't, though. It was funny. I went outside and I was like, that's a cockroach. And I remember them, of course. You know, it hasn't been that many years. It's really, I was here last year, but.
When did you move to LA? How old were you?
About 4 years ago. I was 11.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm 15 now.
Wow.
So it was quite a transformation to leave from an island, you know, to a big city. And I really do like California, though. And I think the main thing that people don't really understand is people think that it's like New York. And I love New York, but it's very hustle and bustle. You know, it's a city that never sleeps. Whereas, like, I have to say, LA is not as much as New York as people think. It's really nice. People ride their bikes everywhere. Like, it wasn't as scary as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, good. That's good.
I was really scared. I was like, I'm used to walking out my front door and riding my bike. I was like, I'm not going to be able to do that.
But you can.
You can.
Wow.
It's really lovely.
I'd like to talk to you first, Lexi, about that film, Love Is All You Need, that brought you some wonderful attention. And then we'll talk about your move to LA and how that all unfolded. Tell us about that film, because I think it's a very unusual and creative way to take a look at a powerful issue in our culture.
Yeah, definitely. It was really wonderful experience. I got the audition and then I got the role and then I read the full script and I mean, I was just blown away. I can't really express that, but basically for those of you who haven't seen it, it is in a world where gay is straight and being straight is gay. So I play Ashley and she's a young girl growing up thinking that she has to love a girl. And when she starts to develop feelings for a young boy in her class, she's bullied. And she's an outcast for that. And I think the film just did a really wonderful job of putting into perspective, really, that being different is not such a bad thing. I mean, I think it's interesting. If you walk down the street and you see people in different colors, if everyone wore the same color, it'd be boring. You know, I think it kind of, you have to be who you are as a person or you're going to be boring. I'd rather be different than boring, you know? And I think that they really put that into perspective for people. I mean, it is definitely a very dramatic film. And if you're on the younger end of the spectrum, I would say it does contain a little bit of violence. So have a parent maybe check it out for you before. But I think it's very important for whoever can watch it to watch it for as many people for it to reach. I think it should because it's such an important message. And it's a real issue.
Did you get that role when you were living here?
No,
it
was one of the first
LA.
Things that I got. It was one of my first auditions, one of the first things that I booked because I was still 11. We had just moved there.
Now, how did you end up moving to Los Angeles? What happened?
Well,
I mean, you were 11 years old. You were even younger. You realized you wanted to be an actress.
Yes, it's quite a strange story. I went out with my mom, my dad, and my dog, Jingle Bells. I got him for Christmas when I was 3, but he's my best friend. And so for some reason, we were here for 2 weeks for like an acting workshop. And I don't know why we brought the dog, but we did. And we had checked out a few other places to live. We checked out Georgia for Atlanta's, you know, film. We also checked out New York, but the commute was a very long commute. And so then we were coming here. We hadn't even thought of moving to Los Angeles because we thought it was like New York. And when we got here, it was so different. And after that 2 week acting workshop,
you say when we got here, you mean Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, yes. I'm thinking like,
we're not in LA right now. I just want to let you know.
I'm thinking like, because we live there.
Okay.
So, yes, wait, so we went to Los Angeles. Yes. Uh-huh. My dad ended up, after the 2 weeks we were there, my dad ended up coming back home and my mom and I stayed. And we did not come back to North Carolina for the next 3 years. And my dad ended up joining us after a year. But he packed everything up and he shipped us boxes of stuff. And we were able to sell our house. And that was that. And so it's funny because people are like, how did it happen? I'm like, well, we just never left. You know, we stayed and we never left. And I think it was perfect. It was kind of the way of not pushing anything that wasn't meant to be, is that we were there and it was just, why go home? I was able to get an agent after that acting workshop. And they had agents at the end of it, you know, like a
My
showcase.
Uh-huh.
And someone signed me and
wow.
I had auditions within the next week. So we weren't going to miss
it
them.
It was
and,
already happening.
Yeah.
Right,
and
right.
It was funny. One of the first auditions I got was for Desperate Housewives for Penny Scavo. And I went really far in that. I made it to like the top round and it was unbelievable. And it was so surreal. I didn't even know what a callback was. I was like, what is a callback? What do you mean a callback? They're like, well, you go back in. And then I went back again and again. And I was like, this is so strange. Because with theater, you go in, you audition, and sometimes there are callbacks or sometimes they just post it. And that's
exactly.
who's gotten it, wow. You know? And so I was like, what is this? This is so strange.
Boy,
but
really
it was,
learning on the fly, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was amazing. And it's funny, all the terminology that like you don't realize. And it's funny to see people who first get out there and they have the same experience because now it's like, oh, callback. And they're like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, I remember when I had my first callback. I had no clue what it was. And I was so scared. But the transformation from theater to film was really a nice one. You know, I think I still love theater. I love to watch theater.
Mm-hmm.
I love like musicals with singing and dancing. My voice is okay. It's not anything spectacular. So I think when people can really sing that it's amazing to me. So I really love that. But I'm partial to film now.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Lexi Benedetto. She is a young actress. She's 15 now. She got some real attention when she was in a beautiful film called Love Is All You Need when she was 11. She was born in Carolina Beach, but she and her mom and dad live in Los Angeles now. And Lexi, I want to ask you about the latest role that you've just finished filming. We don't know when that film will be released, but tell us about that.
Yes, it's Memoria. It's one of James Franco's three Palo Alto stories. And Memoria follows a group of teenagers, kind of a dark path from when they are 13, 14, which is where I come in, to about 17, and then the main two, Alex and Ivan, at 23, 25. It just really follows the choices that they make and how it affects their life. It was wonderful. I was really excited to work with kids my own age. And Teo Helm from Echo was my love interest, so that was really, or Earth to Echo, so that was really exciting to meet different people and have friends. I think you really do make friends on set, and we filmed at different locations, and that one does not have a release date as of now. So
okay. We won't have time to go through all your film credits so far, and there have been an astonishing number of them for the short time you've been in L.A. Tell folks how to read more about you, and then I want to talk a little bit about your Giving Back project
Definitely.
That you're working on.
Well, my Twitter and Facebook are DiBenedetto Lexi. And then my YouTube is Lexi the Actor.
All right. We'll put this all on the WHQR website after the interview as well. We've got about 2 minutes left, Lexi. Right. I'd like you to talk about your passion to give back. You started as a child with a 4-H membership, with
yes.
your love for animals. You've had a number of rescue animals along the way. And talk about your affiliation now with Best Friends Animal Society.
Well, Best Friends is an organization that helps a lot of shelters. It's like a big community and it just helps animals find homes. I think they're becoming really popular where people know about them, which I think is the most important thing. Where this is horrible, but if you can just get somebody to walk into the shelter, you know that they'll fall in love with a little puppy there or a kitten, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was last year, their last big event, I helped out there. I volunteered. I just got to walk around with the dogs and just tell people about, I remember his name was Tonka. Like the Tonka toys, and he was a little cute, white, fluffy mix of something, just a furball. And I got to walk around and tell his story, you know?
Mm.
And that was really wonderful because they can't tell their story. And I think that's really important, is to be like, it may not be a human being, but it has feelings, it has a life, and this little dog has a story, and you should know about it. So, and I have a rescue dog myself. Her name is Bella. She was actually a puppy in a puppy mill raid. She's so loving. She jumps up on your chest. Like, I lay on the floor and she jumps up on my chest and she like licks my mouth and like pats my face with her little paw.
Uh-huh.
A Yorkshire Terrier, yes. And she's wonderful, so loving. You know, they know that they have a home now. And I think it's important. And then with 4-H, I raised a lot of animals. And we just rescued kittens that we're rehoming. We're in the process of rehoming right now. And then baby birds always find me.
Oh.
I just, a little baby hummingbird right before I left Los Angeles to come here. I've always been an animal person, and I ride horses, which is definitely my passion on the side of this on acting. So,
actress Lexi DiBenedetto, I'll put her information up on our website here at WHQR and also post the interview later on today. You will be seeing her in television shows and in films, and you can find her on YouTube and on Facebook and Twitter. Lexi, congratulations on having your career just blossom as soon as you put your foot down on that soil of Los Angeles.
Thank you very much. You took root,
and you've been doing great. And thank you for coming in to visit with us today.
Thank you for having me.
This is WHQR.